Hello everyone, this is Adam from Zelda Working Title Podcast. I hope you are all doing well. I would like to take this time and inform you that this podcast contains some suggestive material and situations. Suggestive material includes moments in which we use words such as and or. Please be aware that such moments may be present in this podcast. Thusly, listener discretion is advised. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, have a fantastic day and enjoy the podcast. Everybody, welcome to Zelda Working Title Podcast, episode number 11. Hopefully you enjoyed our last episode in which we kind of went through some memories, some good memories, some bad memories, but it was basically our 10th anniversary extravaganza, and it was awesome. So, today with us we've got usual people, Matt and Laura and Nick, and Alex is joining us today, and also we have a very special guest. Reigning from the land of convicted criminals comes Danny. Say hi, Danny.
Oh, hi.
Don't be shy, Danny.
So, Danny, how long was the flight over?
It was about 12 hours.
Oh, that's pretty bad. Did you go west to east or east to west?
East to west.
What was that?
No.
<What? laughs> I'm sorry, my phone. My phone is not on silence.
I went over Africa. Europe.
Oh, great! Thanks.
He went all the way over to Africa to Europe to Eastern.
Well, you'd have to
United
turn
States.
Back after Africa to get back to Europe, and then we turned from Europe to United States.
Did you fly first class, Danny?
So, Danny's
no,
rich.
Didn't.
Because
I don't fly first class.
You don't. Why not?
That's why he saves all his money and going coach.
He's smart.
Oh.
And that's how he.
I see.
That's why he's so wealthy.
Was your ticket expensive or like relatively cheap?
It was actually pretty good. It was about $850 Australian.
For
$700 American.
Round trip or
Was return trip.
Wow, that's pretty good.
You gotta make sure your mouth is facing towards the microphone. Mm.
Yeah. So Danny is. With Matt right now, and so they're sharing a microphone. They have to get pretty close together in order for us to hear them.
Yeah.
They're holding hands, sitting on each other's laps.
That's as far
it's
as
very,
we need to go.
Very comforting.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get on with it.
Let's jump right into it. So we're going to talk about what we've been playing. Matt, you haven't been playing anything, so we're going to skip over you. Laura, what have you been playing?
I have restarted Resident Evil 4, the best game on GameCube.
For a Wii?
Well, I'm playing it on my... it's the GameCube game, but I'm playing it on my Wii. I didn't get the Wii version.
That's just
I know,
silly.
I'm retarded.
The Wii version is so good, you gotta get that one.
Yeah, have you ever played the Wii one?
I haven't, but what's the point of getting the Wii one if it's the same thing except for different controls?
Because it's
so
a million
much better.
No,
games.
And there's more stuff
better.
In it, too.
Well, it's the same stuff is in the that's in the PS2 version, right? And I've played the PS2 version.
Yeah, but the PS2 version sucks asshole. You want to... The Wii version controls like a fine woman.
Mm-hmm.
Which you would know nothing
very,
about.
Very delicate.
But,
okay, I'll go out and buy the Wii version just to make you guys happy, okay?
It should only be like $20
by
now,
it's,
I think.
It's pretty cheap.
Because, when it came out, it was only $40.
I already owned the GameCube version, and I felt like playing it, so I just pulled it out. But I'll go...
No, you made a huge mistake!
Critical error!
All right, I'll get the Wii version. I heard the Wii version was pretty
good.
The controls are pretty good, so.
No, it's not pretty good. It's the best.
I heard the Wii version was the best. God.
It's
don't
it
pressure
is.
Me,
the
you guys.
Knees.
Come on.
Peer pressure.
peer pressure.
Buy the Wii version.
You're such a loser for not doing it.
Come on, Laura. All the cool kids are doing it.
Okay, okay.
You're playing Resident Evil 4 for Wii behind the behind the portables.
God.
All right, Alex, what have you been playing?
Get you really fucked up.
Alex, what have you been playing?
Metroid Prime Trilogy. I just got it today, and I'm actually playing it right now. As
we speak. Oh, you're using the Wii Speak?
Wii Speak. Nice.
Oh, you can control it. By
Wii control it with the Wii
shoot,
Speak.
Shoot, 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 shoot.
Missile, 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 missile.
Run, dodge, just lock on, look out.
Run, run. Ball mode.
Go turn that way, go that ball. Way. No, no, that way. No, that way. No, that way. No, that. God fucking damn it.
Are we there yet? Mother Brain. Are we there yet?
All right, I think that's I think that's enough Wii Speak controlling.
God.
That we would should, be the best game
gonna,
ever.
That's going to be Nintendo's next peripheral. Is the Wii Speak, the Wii Speak control, higher. The Wii Speak Plus control, and it'll hook into the Wii Motion Plus, and then it'll have an adapter to the nunchuck can hook into it. So the Wii controller will be like $120.
God.
Well, the vitality sensor would hook up too.
What's that?
The vitality sensor would hook up too, so you know.
Oh, that's true.
How urgent
and you can stand
your commands
on the,
are.
Wii Fit board, the balance board.
Yeah. And no, you don't use the balance board. You use the inflatable horse.
No, you use the inflatable horse on the balance board.
Oh, did you see the diagram of the inflatable horse?
Yeah.
That's one of the most ridiculous photos I've ever seen.
Yeah. Oh, and you can use the Wii Zapper and the steering wheel as well.
It's so
damn.
Stupid.
So basically what we're saying is you have to get Metroid Prime Trilogy because it is the ultimate
because it's
Wii
awesome.
Game.
It's the ultimate game for peripherals.
Yeah, it uses everything.
Apparently.
It uses all of them simultaneously.
It only costs you like
now
an extra
somebody with a Wii gun
it.
Wheel with all
it
this
can also,
shit
it can also link directly to your
on
mind.
On a horse.
So, if you're looking for that kind of thing. You know,
yeah, it can link
right
directly to my behind.
But it can't
what's
but
that?
It can't
if
link to any of your friends via Wi-Fi.
No.
Because
no,
they'd
cannot.
Rape you.
I hear that they're coming out with an update, though, where you can connect via Bluetooth.
Yeah, I don't care. No thanks.
No? All right.
All right, who's next? Who's next?
Okay.
Nick, what have you been playing?
I have been playing the JRPG Fallout 3. And
Far Out 3.
Far Out 3.
Far Out.
Far Out. Out.
But I haven't gotten... I kind of ran out of money after I bought Broken Steel, so I haven't gotten the new DLCs. So I just kind of gotcha. Roam the wasteland, depressed about not being able to go new
oh,
places.
You know, uh-oh. DLC reminds me. DLC was one of my favorite bands. Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Dender Love
I'm
and
just
Care?
Really saddened.
Oh, my God.
Is that what DLC stands for?
What?
Dender Love and Care?
Yeah.
I thought
yeah.
the D stood for douche.
Nice.
Okay. And what else? What else have you been playing, Nick?
Somebody's been around.
Fallout 3.
Fallout. And Halo.
Yeah, and
hey, Danny,
I
what have you been
Halo
playing?
Multiplayer,
I've
but
been playing some.
No, Danny,
shut up.
Don't be mean
well,
to Danny.
No. Danny,
you just defeated him
because I'm done.
He just boarded the next
okay,
train to
okay,
Australia.
Danny,
town.
Danny, now it's your turn. Please tell us what you've been playing.
Enough. Okay, I've been playing Wii Sports Resort.
And how did you like it?
Who's Wii Sports Resort?
Matt's Wii Sports Resort.
Ooh, sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was playing, we played a great game of Frisbee Golf today.
Sounds exciting. How do you like it, Danny? How do you like the game?
It's good. It took a while to get used to the Wii Motion Plus. I haven't used that. I don't think it's been released yet
at
home.
Okay, so the game or the adapter aren't out in Australia?
I don't think they are.
Huh.
Danny just saw Coraline in theaters.
It was released
in
about
Australia?
2 weeks ago.
Oh my god.
Wait, what?
Coraline.
Why do they have to wait
he
so
was
long?
Backwards
no, it just came
land
out now?
DVDs don't exist.
Because they have to localize it from, you know, American to Australian.
They have to redo it with accents and stuff like that?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
You're not my mother. I'm your other mother, Coraline.
G'day, Coraline. I just got done raping me a Barbie.
That's what Australians sound like.
Danny, did you see it in 3D?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good.
That was a very weird, weird movie, what, I think.
What was the third dimension?
The third dimension, that's a good question. Depth.
Did you see it? Because I've seen a lot of movies in 4D where Donkey from Shrek just spits on you and sneezes on you a lot.
I think they've got a SpongeBob one, too.
Does SpongeBob sneeze on you a lot in that one?
Yeah.
He gets the suds.
Actually, yeah, I would imagine that Patrick sneezes on you and SpongeBob just sits there blowing bubbles on you. And maybe Squidward, you know, squirts his ink out at you.
Ew, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's not appropriate.
All right.
Chewing the ink.
So, okay, I've been playing some Brawl, and I've also been playing Nick's Quest, Kindred Spirits.
You're very welcome.
We talked about
I made that game.
What?
I made that game, and I star in it. Nick's Quest.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's about. Yeah, it's just about my life.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very short game,
okay.
Isn't it?
Well, did you get to the podcast level?
Wait, is Nick's Quest the Super Acario Brothers game?
It used to be called Kid Acarian, if that's what you mean.
Yeah.
What is it for, the Wii?
Yeah, it's a WiiWare game. It's 1,000 points, WiiWare, which is $10. And it's actually pretty good. It's a platformer where you are I guess she's an angel. And she fell in love with Icarus, whose wings, of course, melted. And Helios, the sun god, is angry for whatever reason, and he's making the earth really, really hot. So you have to find Icarus and stop Helios. So it basically is just a platformer. It's kind of like Lost Winds, the WiiWare game. So you're basically jumping from platform to platform. You've got wings, so you have like 4 or 5 jumps, and then you can glide for a limited amount of time. So it's platforming along with a little bit of puzzling, and I think it's supposed to be like 5 hours long, maybe? I don't know, I'm not that far, but it's pretty good. I would recommend getting it if you have spare change laying around.
Are there any other WiiWare games that are actually worth getting?
Lost Winds.
Mm-hmm. Lost Winds is very good.
Definitely.
Pokemon Ranch. No, don't get that
Delicious.
Game. Yeah.
What about the Final Fantasy one? Was that one good? The Crystal...
I thought Kyle
was supposed to be playing.
Yeah, Kyle's gotten those, so you need to talk to him about that. But it sounded like he was having a good time with it. It's just it was going to be like $50 or $60 for all of the expansions. I don't remember.
Cool.
But yeah, there are some pretty good WiiWare games out there.
All right.
So okay, next I've been wanting to do this, but I keep forgetting. We're going to give out some numbers and gamer tags and stuff. So if you guys want, you can play
and
with
phone
us
numbers.
Online.
We're going to give out Adam's phone
number. Phone numbers, addresses,
social security.
Social security numbers. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Please be a hot girl.
Oh, guys, but I use that security thing, so I often put my social security number on the side of trucks and just drive it around town.
A LifeLock?
And I was like, I don't care who has my social security number.
But then somebody ends
How's
up stealing your identity
you?
Anyways because you're retarded.
Well, that guy got his identity stolen. The guy who
I know.
Owns LifeLock.
I remember hearing about that. Wow. I think we have
really?
ADD on this podcast.
Yeah, yeah. The guy from LifeLock got his identity stolen.
What an asshole.
But, like, he didn't get... It didn't go very long. I mean, he basically was like, please, try to steal my identity.
Yeah. But
it's not like really... I mean...
What
they found
ass.
The guy who did it, like, almost
he was
immediately.
For it.
All right, anyways.
All right,
so go ahead.
Yeah, moving on. So let's see. Wii numbers. My Wii number is 7582-1601-5740-4804.
Nobody's going to fucking write these 80 character number things down.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, right.
Can't you just...
It'll be over. Just everybody, shh. We'll get through it as quickly as we can.
Why don't you just post it on like the site? Where
no, shut up, Alex. Okay. That's a horrible idea. My Brawl number is 5370-0058.
Nobody cares.
3469. My 360 gamer tag is Suzukan, S-I-Z-U-K-H-A-N. Matt's Wii number is 2462-8342-5336-0748. Matt's Brawl number is 0430-804-4899. And his 360 gamer tag is Mullet2, M-U-L-L-I-T-T space, 2 capital I's. Laura's Wii number is 1650979972759462. And Laura, what's your PSN?
Gipaloo. G-I-P-P-A-L-O-O.
Okay. Alex, we don't know your Wii number, but your Brawl number
Hold on, guys. Guys, I changed my 360 gamer tag to 0567 8953 4265 5555555555 5555 5 20.
Stupid, Matt. Shut up.
Okay, so now one of the listeners has to look and see if that's an actual gamer tag. And then
well, the thing is I just want to make it more convenient like Nintendo system so that people can actually remember how to find me.
Completely understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why more people haven't done that.
Yeah.
Because nobody's as
Alex's
smart as
brawl
Matt.
Number is 21487873-1948. Nick's 360 gamer tag is Sir Stabsalot, all one word, SirStabsalot.
You'll get
Danny's
a lot of friend ads,
number
Matt.
Is 12534424-639-77066. And so, now that you have all of that information, I expect some of you to be playing us.
And send me messages that say, hey, I like you on the podcast, or else I'm going to be like, no, this faggot's not my friend.
Oh, yeah. You have to, if you, like, friend us, make sure you put that, like, put from the podcast or something. Because otherwise...
Right. Just say, like, WT podcast or something like that. Just to let us know who you are.
Random weirdos.
You're not a random person stalking us.
Well, I get a lot of requests from Juggalos. They're big fans of my
course.
Juggalo fan art.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you want to add them, don't you, Nick?
Well, I don't want to add them because I don't want to mix my relationships.
Oh,
that's why I didn't give out my Wii number. That's for Juggalos only.
Well, make sure that you put you're not a Juggalo if you want to talk to Nick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, he just doesn't want to mix his professional, his business.
Right.
Yeah. I like
it's
Juggalos. That's not my problem. My problem isn't with Juggalos. I just don't want Xbox Juggalos, because Juggalos are Wii only for me.
Oh, okay.
What the hell are Juggalos?
Go
Juggalos,
to
Alex,
a little
hello.
Thing called Jugapedia.com.
Hold on. What's a Juggalo? He graduated from, well, he's not a dumb putz. He works for himself, scratching his own nuts.
God. Oh, man. There's some.
That's what a Juggalo is.
It's an ICP fan. Somebody who is down with the clown. Just go to
juggalo.fago
dot motherfacko and you'll get some information. It's a non-profit organization.
All right. Thanks, Nick.
All right. Now that we have that information, let's see. Let's talk about some new gaming releases. So, of course, Metroid Prime Trilogy.
Metroid Crime.
Yes,
the streets
Metroid
of L.A.
Prime, along with... Mm-hmm. Yeah. Batman Arkham Asylum. Does anybody have that?
No, I want it. I want
no,
to
I've, I played the demo. I played the demo for seven hours, so it's like I beat the game.
Damn.
Oh, nice. My friend got the game for PS3, and he really enjoys it.
Yeah, it got great
reviews.
Dissidia
came out for PSP.
Looks good.
Of course it looks good.
Wait,
it's all the Final Fantasy characters in one game.
Oh, it's Final Fantasy?
Favorite game.
Oh, no.
There.
Thanks.
Yeah, Matt's all over that.
I bought a PSP just for that.
Whatever that is.
It's a survival horror game.
See. Nick has informed me that Sarah, Keeper of the Unicorn, has come out, and Raven Squad Operation Hidden Dagger has also come out.
They're great games.
That's
go get them. They're budget.
Nick highly recommends
them. Yeah, if the economy is bringing you down, don't spend all your money on high-class games like this Dissidia Final Fantasy. That's not what you want to spend all your money on. You can go get two games for the price of one, Unicorns, and That's a Raven Squad. Just pick them up, and you'll never want to put them down.
There's your plug. And also Professor Layton and the Diabolic Clocks. And then things that are coming out soon are Assassin's Creed 2, that's coming out November 13th, and Uncharted 2 is October 13th. Oh, and also the Dreamcast 2 is coming out, I believe, September 9th, 2009. So look forward to that.
Is that for real?
No, it's not for real. It's just the 10th anniversary, I believe.
Yeah.
Of the Dreamcast. That's what should happen, but sadly it won't because...
Why?
What a great system.
What would that
Jesus
offer
Christ,
us?
What a great system.
It's still to this day my favorite system.
I wouldn't go that far, but it was a great system. Yeah. It was just ahead of its time.
Yeah, it definitely was. Let's see. Gaming news. So, of course, everybody's heard the PS3 Slim has been announced. It is 120 gigabytes, and it's only $300, on top of it being smaller than the current PlayStation.
And all the PS3s, all the PS3s are $300 now, too, starting the day they announced that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The day they announced it.
So, Best Buy is offering free games for people who are trying to return their old PS3s recently bought. So what they'll do, if you go, they're not advertising this, so I guess you have to know, or else maybe they won't tell you, I'm not sure.
What if you bought your PS3, like, 2 years ago? Can you still try?
Yeah, I don't know. I told a friend of mine to try that and get back to me with results, so I'll let you know. But basically, if you bought a PS3 recently, I guess within their return date or return policy, you go back and instead of returning your PS3, they will offer you one of the three games, Infamous, MLB 09 The Show, or Killzone 2 for free. And on top of that, they will price match the $300 price tag. So I guess if you paid, what was it, $400 for the 80 gig, you will get $100 back plus a free game instead of getting the PS3 Slim.
Huh.
Yeah. So that's a pretty good deal.
But then you no longer have a PS3.
And the only real difference is it's smaller, right?
And the hard drive. It's a 40 gig.
Yeah,
40 gig. Still not backwards compatible, which has made me very mad.
Oh, and also it doesn't come with component cables or HDMI cables.
Really?
The regular PS3 didn't come with...
Did it come with component cables?
Yeah.
Yeah, so well, this one doesn't. It comes just with the RCA cables.
Huh.
Oh, wait, maybe it didn't come with component cables. Never mind, it didn't.
Oh, well, okay. Well, Sony needs to get on that because that's retarded.
Well, I mean, because Microsoft decided to drop the price, I guess...
In response to that, the 360... Elite is now $300, and that's the 120 gig model. And then the Pro, the 60 gig model, is $249. So that's obviously
no. I thought the Pro is phased out, and it's just the arcade.
No, the arcade has been $200 for a long time.
Oh, okay.
But
I guess I
read they dropped the Pro by $50.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the Elite,
no, the Pro,
I think
the Pro
$100,
is being
wasn't it $400?
The Pro is being phased out,
but they're taking out
guys.
The cable. So they're taking out the component and the component cables. And
wait, what did Matt
the
say?
The HDMI cables.
The Pro is being phased out,
yeah.
But it's $250 until they get rid of it.
That's right.
Right.
Yes.
And then they also commented there was some rumors going about a 360 Slim, and Microsoft has said that at this time, there is no plans for a 360 Slim. So
well, the 360 is not that big, is it? Because
no.
The PlayStation 3 is huge.
Well, no. I mean, they're about the same size. The PS3 is bigger, but, I mean,
PS3
360
is really
is definitely
heavy.
Not
at least you can
PS3
put stuff on top of the 360.
But weirdly shaped.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, they could afford to do it because the PS3 Slim is supposed to use different chipsets also. It's supposed to be actually be cooler, so they can actually make it smaller. I don't think the 360...
And it's also using... PS3 Slim is also using less energy than the bigger one.
Good. I'm so happy.
Yeah, so they don't really have to worry about the thing shutting down on them like Microsoft does.
I'm sure they'll find something else that will break consistently.
Yeah.
Amazon... Germany is listing an Xbox 360 250 gigabyte model, and there were rumors going around about that before the site started listing it. So now that the site has it on their site, people are starting to think that maybe it's more of a possibility than it was in the past. So that'd be pretty cool, and I mean it would make sense since they've lowered the price of the current models. And they would have, like, a $400 250-gigabyte model.
Do any of you guys live in Germany?
Yes.
Okay. Just.
How many people have, like... So, how much hard drive space do you guys, on average, have for the 360?
Mine's a Pro, so I've got 60 gigs. Do you mean how much space do I have left?
Okay, now, well, I was going to ask how much space do you have and how much space do you have left?
60. I have 60, and all I have left is, I think, 5 gigabytes.
You have 20, Nick.
I've definitely got more than 30. Like, I haven't really used all that much
Nick,
space.
You have 20.
What?
Nick has
20. Oh, that's
20
right. I'm sorry. You're yeah, you're right. You're right. Sorry, sorry.
Me and Nick have 20. The old bullshit 360s with 20 gigabyte hard drives that's not big enough to sustain their Xbox Live Arcade
God.
And demos and downloadable
yeah.
content.
Yeah.
Right.
That's crazy.
I was going to ask because, you know, how much does hard drive space really matter for the consoles so much compared to, like...
Well, if you're getting
no,
a lot of DLC,
it
then it matters
yeah,
a lot.
It matters
yeah, if you're
a
getting
lot.
A lot of DLC,
especially now
sense.
That now that they're selling games for download only, you
right,
don't have
exactly.
to buy hard copies anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
yeah but who would
you're...
really want to do that? Who would want to pay
some,
full price for a downloadable
some,
copy
some
when you
people
can
do
go
it.
And get it? That's crazy.
I mean,
I would personally, I actually personally would rather have, like, if Castle Crashers came out on a disc, I would prefer that than to have it stored on
same here.
A hard drive.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's just personal preference.
Unless it's a Steam-like service, because Steam, like, I love having digital games on Steam.
Yeah, because you could download the games, any, you could end up downloading the games anywhere you are.
Yeah.
So that's actually really nice.
But Xbox doesn't work like that. It's semi-tied to your account. And
right.
what sucks is,
yeah,
is sometimes...
It's a little...
Some of your downloaded games you don't even get to play if you're not connected to the internet, which is bullshit.
Yeah.
That is completely messed up.
Oh, the same. Actually, that's the case with, like, what was it? Guitar Hero, right? The
yeah,
songs
and Rock
you can't
Band.
Even play certain songs that you download. Yeah, Rock
well,
Band.
Well, it's not the games themselves. It's Microsoft's anti-piracy thing where they don't want you to do anything if you're not connected to the internet.
Matt, didn't you say that the last 360 update implemented the advertisement?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that anywhere. Like in the dashboard or anything.
There's advertisements in the dashboard now.
Really?
Yeah, they're panels, but they're still advertisements.
All right, well, I guess...
Danny's going to sleep.
Danny!
Is he really? Is he tired?
God damn it.
Yeah. He was asleep.
No,
hit him in the face. Hit him in the
I'm
face.
Here.
Let him go to sleep. Poor Danny.
God,
he
loves
flight.
The soothing
fly
sound.
Fly all the way from all Australia just to go to sleep.
He wasn't talking very much anyways.
It's because he was
say
asleep.
Say something really asleep. Good, Danny. Say something really good.
Say something really good. There's a lot of pressure on me right now.
Yeah. But did you...
It relieves a lot of pressure on you.
Danny, did you end up getting the... what was that? That beach... game, the one that
the
had
cricket
in it?
Which, no, I didn't. I couldn't find it in any stores.
You know that there, I saw a Wii game that was actually all cricket.
Yes, I heard about that.
Yeah, did you get that?
I haven't seen that yet. It
oh,
probably hasn't
man.
Been released here yet.
See, that would be funny if it came out in America before it came out in places where cricket is actually played.
Wow.
Yeah.
Alright, well, let's move on.
Anywho, Bayonetta, the upcoming 360 and PS3 game, can now be played with one hand. So, for those who don't know, Bayonetta features a, how would you put this?
That.
A very, sexy 3D game model woman. And her special power is that her hair can basically transform into anything. So her clothes are her hair, her weapons are her hair. So basically, she's naked at all times. She just has hair over her body.
Which is why
so this,
you can
this,
now play
this,
with one
yes,
hand.
This game can now be played God. With one hand.
That's not appealing to me. I don't want to, like, have sex with the wolf man.
No.
So,
it's the hair from her head.
No,
it's not, like, body hair.
Oh,
yeah,
so, like,
right,
pubic
right.
hair? Like, she doesn't have pubes?
Armpit hair.
No, she doesn't have any pubes.
Oh.
So,
well, then that's cool. I'm cool with that.
Yeah. She uses the hair from her head for that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
oh,
she has.
Does she get
she has,
the Merkins from Laura's Merkin shop?
Yeah.
So, anyways, this mode can be used on very easy and easy difficulty, and it involves just pressing the buttons with your right hand.
What? That's ridiculous.
Wait,
how am I supposed to do the other thing with my left hand?
Yeah.
You better learn.
Maybe. How are you supposed to do it?
Well,
do you really want me to tell you?
No,
like,
well, I'm just
step?
Saying that I'm not a Switch hitter, so I don't
oh.
see how that's even
oh,
possible.
Oh, I see. Well, I mean, you've just got to become... you know, just hold the controller upside down.
There's too much of a learning curve for video games these days. They're getting too hard.
Hold the controller upside down. All your problems will be solved.
Okay. Yeah,
Nick,
right.
Speaking of curves, my penis is a bit of a learning curve.
A scimitar.
Is Danny playing with one hand right now?
Danny's actually left-handed, so this is good news for him.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Perfect.
He was really worried about how he was going to masturbate to that game, but now...
Yeah. Now all the problems are solved.
Yeah.
It's all falling into place. Everything's coming up, Danny. Wait.
And on that note, go to sleep.
All right. Batman Arkham Asylum is in the Guinness Book of World Records for the most critically acclaimed superhero video game ever.
What? Did it beat Superman 64?
Yeah, that's not really saying much.
It's
anybody remember what was it? Superman for 64?
That's what I just said.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't
say
think
it a little louder.
Hey guys, you ever play Superman for N64? Because
Oh yeah, I remember that.
I was just wondering if you guys
let me dethrone Matt real quick and just suggest something. It was this little game for this system that not many people own called the N64, and it was Superman 64.
Oh.
Really?
Whoa, no way.
Yeah, I know. I'm really creative,
Nick.
And like really funny.
You're a genius, Nick.
You know, I think Matt already said that, Nick.
Moving on.
The Square Enix producers have considered making a remake for FF7. Alex, I'm sure you would love that.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I hope they make the story
now,
a little bit.
For now, they ask gamers to enjoy FF7 on PSN. So that's not at all.
Yeah, I hope they make the story a little. I hope they
it's
make
it,
the story like
it.
A little bit less easy to follow. So like, just because I always felt like they were dumbing it down too much, like.
I didn't think there was enough drama either. They
there was
up the ante with that.
Not enough drama.
Not enough
spiky hair either.
I didn't think it.
Belts.
Yeah, I didn't think it made enough
There's
sense.
A lot of room for
and I didn't think there was enough racism.
There could have been more belts.
You know what they could? Seriously though, you know what they could
belts.
Add more of? They could have had more of the what was it? The honeybee inn? They could add a little more to that.
Or the belts.
The what?
Wait, is that where? Is that where you can pretend to be a lady, go out on a date?
Yeah, that's the part.
Well, if they had a graphic anal rape scene.
I think that's what they should add.
That's exactly what they're missing.
Between Eris and Tifa and, what's it,
Sephiroth?
Oh, Don Knotts.
Sephiroth!
That was his last role.
I have to put the Sephiroth clip in.
Sephiroth!
Don Knotts.
Don Knotts. Oh, not many people knew Don Knotts lent his likeness and voice to Final Fantasy VII, but he did.
Interesting.
Thanks for that fun fact, Matt.
The more you know. So...
I have some more facts about when Brooke Shields was naked.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Let's
hear those.
No, I'm just kidding.
All right. For those who have the internet channel on the Wii and still use it, first of all, I don't know why you're still using it.
I actually found a use for it. My computer crapped out, and I had it at the Mac store getting fixed for like 4 days. And I used the internet channel during that time.
Wow.
Yes.
That's actually pretty impressive. Yeah. All right. So anyways, the internet channel does not support Flash. So because of that, you can't use stuff like, you can't even do YouTube, you can't do Hulu, you can't do Netflix.
You can't do
YouTube.
You
can't do Flashpoint.
Wait, no, I watch YouTube videos on the Wii.
On the Wii?
Yeah.
Yes,
recently?
It does. It does use YouTube.
Oh, it does. Oh, okay. Sorry. I didn't hear.
It does do YouTube?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I knew it used to. Okay. Well, anyway, it doesn't support Flash. So now, if you want to, there's a service where you can stream Hulu and Netflix to your Wii. It's by Media Mall, and it's called Play On. Good news is you get a 14-day free trial. Bad news is it's $40 after that.
What?
Is it really worth it?
No.
I don't think so.
That's ridiculous.
You know, whoever makes Flash, Macromedia is working on a mobile version of Flash now, so
it's Adobe now.
Oh, Adobe, whatever. Yeah, they're working so you can use...
Which is, I think, part of the problem of why Wii doesn't have Flash is because, like, it's in the rights are in between companies or something like that. Dragon Ball Online, the MMO, is apparently coming along quite nicely. They put up a trailer a few days ago, and it's actually really, really pretty. Did any of you guys see it?
Yeah, I saw it. The trailer looks awesome, but it probably doesn't...
It looks like... Visually, I'm not saying it looks like it's going to be a good game, but visually, it's a very, very... It's like the original art style in 3D.
It looks really good.
It's really amazing.
I'm going to wait, hold judgment until I see some actual, like, in-game footage, because I'm not sure what it's going to look like. But that trailer made me want to play it, so
definitely.
Good on them.
All right, so that's nice. So I think we're going to hop right on into our main discussion, which is our favorite game series. So,
and we can't say Zelda, right?
If it really is your favorite series, go ahead and say it. But so let's see.
If it isn't, then don't.
Danny,
lie.
Why don't you go first?
Okay, I'd like to put in a little word for a series. It's not so well known. It's called Big Beach Sports for Wii. There's only one game in the franchise. I think that it's succeeded in. It's succeeded in achieving its goals of representing a game which doesn't get to many consoles, not these days.
So what do you do in this game?
Well, you play several games, not unlike Wii Sports or Wii Sports Resort, except one crucial difference: one of these games is cricket.
Oh, I see. What exactly is cricket? Why don't you enlighten us?
It's a really stupid baseball ripoff.
It's really awesome. Never before baseball.
I'm just kidding. I don't like any sports.
It's baseball with half a bat, isn't it? Isn't the bat like flat on one side?
It came before baseball, but I come during baseball.
Ew. Ew.
Ew.
Nice.
Incidentally, while I was in Seattle, my friend and I went to the Microsoft headquarters, and there were some guys out in a field playing cricket. True story.
Yeah. Wow. Fascinating.
That's a really great story.
Danny, for serious, do you have a favorite series?
No, yeah, I like the Donkey Konga series, actually.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, all the sort of recent Donkey Kong Bongo games, I've really enjoyed those.
Yeah, okay.
That and Jungle Beat.
Jungle Beat was actually a pretty good game. Like, I don't think it gets enough credit. It was actually a fun game.
So you just bang on bongo drums to make your
character move? Not on the Wii version. You use the Wii Remote and the Nunchuck, don't you?
You do.
You shake them instead of hitting drums.
I don't know. Doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose of it being called Donkey Konga?
Not at all. You know why?
All right.
Because it's Nintendo.
Exactly.
Nice. Okay.
It's like bad music.
What's your favorite? Actually, wait. Hold on, Danny. Why do you like Donkey Konga so much?
Okay, I think a lot of it was to do with just the music in the games that was attractive to me.
Did you guys get the Hilary Duff remix?
No, I missed out.
Oh, man. I forget which song it was, but it was a Hilary Duff song, and it was a terrible, terrible cover version of it. Actually, most of the songs in there were terrible cover versions, which kind of turned me off to the series.
I think that the PAL territories actually had a different playlist,
a different set list. Yeah.
No Hilary Duff?
No.
How do you guys live with yourselves over there?
And this is why people hate Americans.
It's funny because you say pal, we say friend.
I'm not your pal, buddy. I'm not your buddy, guy. So, speaking of differences in... like game, region, whatevers. Did you guys know that the Japanese game covers of Kirby games all have Kirby smiling, and then the North American versions all have Kirby with some kind of angry face?
Really?
Yeah
I've seen that before.
That's really weird.
Look it up.
Well, here's a fun fact for you. Have you seen how the Japanese box art is so much cooler than the North American?
Yeah.
Specifically for Ico?
I haven't seen that.
Japanese everything is cooler than
Look
American
up the Ico
game.
Well, box
on the PAL version
art from Japan, and it's so awesome.
That was on the European and Australian versions, too.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, North America just sucks.
Yeah, we do. God bless America. Moving on.
So, which... There's a lot of different box arts right here. Which one's the Japanese one?
It's the one that's like a watercolor painting.
Okay. And then the North American one is with the character on the front?
Yeah, the really boring cool. cover.
Huh.
Why are you looking this up during a podcast?
Nick told me to.
I didn't mean right now. I'm sorry.
Damn, all right, Adam, come on.
Matt, what's your favorite series?
I don't know.
Is it Madden?
I got a couple.
All right, well, go for it.
Most of these are on PlayStation.
All right.
Ratchet and Clank. I haven't played the most recent one because I don't have a PS3. But I love them all.
They're coming out with a new
one. Yeah, I know.
The new one looks really good.
I didn't know that.
I'm talking about the ones developed by Insomniac, all the PS2 ones, not the crappy PSP ones.
Size matters, Matt.
They're awesome. They're a great mix of platforming and shooting, and because of the way you can customize weapons and stuff, or not customize, but upgrade weapons.
They're funny too. They yeah, have and they has those games, I think.
But the customizable weapons and stuff really enhance the replayability. The story is great. It's got great writing. They're just hilarious. They're all really good. And then I love the Time Splitters series also, which was a great series of first-person shooters developed by Free Radical. It doesn't exist anymore.
And they went down with Star Wars Battlefront 3.
Yeah. But those are all great games. The third one especially, another very well-written, funny game, which isn't often in games that most games aren't actually funny. And then another one is the Driver series, which... I liked all of them. Driver 3 especially is a game that gets universally shit upon. And I loved that game because of the movie maker. Yeah, it was just so much fun in that game.
We spent hours making movies in that game.
Yeah. Those are probably my three favorite series that are not Nintendo series. Like, I'm not going to... Everyone knows I love Nintendo, so...
Yeah.
Hold on. Madden. I love Madden.
Yes, of course. Madden and all JRPGs. Yeah.
Madden forever.
Alex.
I used to be, when Interplay was still around, I don't know if any of you guys even remember.
God, them. You are so old, Alex. Seriously.
I'm so
No, I used
old.
To play
now
went,
now,
Interplay
they're, now they're
games.
Fucking bankrupt.
I love all the... Well, they're mainly a publisher. I mean, but they put out good games. Just like Apogee used to put out all these great old computer games.
There was a point where it was, it was like when id was really big at that time, too, when Doom and Doom 2 came out. So my big favorite games were like Descent was amazing to me. And it's basically like a first-person shooter, only 360 degrees. So you go, there's no real up or down. That was really cool.
Is there a left and a right?
There's left, right, forward, backwards.
Well, you're in a spaceship, and it's in...
You're in a spaceship, yeah. You're in a spaceship, and you're... The first two were taking place in mines. And so you basically were going through these... You're going through these tunnels that you really couldn't... You really didn't know where you were going, right? It was just... You get vertigo. You get really bad vertigo, and... You know, you're supposed to stop playing after 2 hours because you get sick from playing it. They actually have a warning in instruction manual.
That's pretty funny.
God.
But don't die playing our game. It's not our fault.
My mom got sick actually watching me for 10 nice. Minutes, and she's like, she had to go to the bathroom and throw up because it was that bad.
Nice. Oh, my God.
And then Interplay came out with... Interplay sort of split. They had this whole deal, but with Parallax... Split, and there's a whole bunch of shit that happened. And they released Free Space and Free Space 2.
Well, you know who developed Free Space is Volition, who now makes...
Volition was originally Parallax.
Yeah, I know, but they changed their Volition now, and they made Red Faction and Saints Row.
So Red Faction was made under Interplay's label, and then they got... Oh, no. Red Faction was being built under Interplay's label, and then they got bought out by THQ.
Yep.
And Free Space 2 is probably the best space simulator game. If you want, like, TIE Fighter is considered one of the best, but then Free Space, if you want to just see, like, capital ships slug it out with each other, it's just such an amazing and well-made game. And it's still around, too. People are modding it left and right. There's a Babylon... Battlestar Galactica mod that's being
made.
I thought
you almost said Babylon AD, the greatest movie ever.
That was actually a very good movie.
Oh, God.
No, it wasn't. No, it was not. That movie's horrible.
It was so good.
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that movie.
What more do you want in a movie? You have explosions. No. You have hot women getting pregnant out of nowhere. You have a guy who doesn't die.
Vin Diesel with two kids.
It's in the future. Come on.
That movie is so bad. Where was the tie-in game for that?
What was I going to say? Alex, I found a mod for Free Space recently, and it's actually pretty slow. Like, the ship moves slow. Does it get any faster?
Some of the ships move faster than others. It's not like really fast. It's not extremely quick, but I think it's how the mod is made, too.
Yeah.
I mean, the engine's only there just...
Right.
For the physics, right? So it's not necessarily the ships are based on what the guys who are actually making the game decide. So.
Right. Cool. Is that it?
I mean, yeah, other than a lot of the Nintendo properties. Mega Man, I'm a big fan of too, but that went down the fucking hill a while
ago.
Did
you play 9?
9 was great. Okay. Yeah, 9 was great. But like 8 sucked. 7 was a piece of shit. Mega Man X 5 and 6, those fucking blew.
Did you play, like, the versions where it was, like, a card-based game?
No, I did not play
that.
I
don't play anything that isn't card-based.
Right, of course. I mean, because that's the best way to play.
Of course
not.
You're a Jew. I mean, that's the only way to play, right? But
I don't like... I mean, I love turn-based games, but card-based games takes turn-based to a new level.
Yeah, forget all that, like, live first-person shooter, third-person shooter.
Yeah, forget about reaction time.
I just want to
just do
totally
cards.
Old school.
Digital,
I mean, plays
digital
that.
Cards.
Do it Uno style. Do it Uno style.
It's time to do duel. Yugi. Matt, wasn't that one of your favorite games, game series?
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Or was that Nick?
No, that was Danny.
I think that was Nick.
Oh, Danny? All right.
That was me.
Danny, why don't you enlighten us on Yu-Gi-Oh?
Okay, as far as I understand, it's a game about cards. There's strategy involved.
As far as I understand.
Well, do you have a blue-eyed white dragon?
Yeah, only 3 of them in existence.
Really?
No. Were there 3 or were there more? I think there were only 3. And then
you tell me.
Yeah. I don't know. What was his name?
Yugi.
No, not Yugi. The other guy, the rival. It's,
Kaiba.
It wasn't Kira.
It was Droogie.
It was Kaiba. It was Kaiba, wasn't it?
Kaiba.
Bizarro Yugi.
Kaiba, there you go.
Bizarro Yugi.
Wait,
Kaiba.
Was Yugi's last name Hauser? Was it Yugi Hauser?
No, it was Yu-Gi-Oh Hauser.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Dr. Yu-Gi-Oh.
Okay,
Dr.
next Hauser. Person. Laura, Nick. What's your favorite game ever?
Nick.
Okay, my favorite game. Oh, wait, are we doing game or game series?
I thought Nick
series,
already went.
Series.
Game series.
Well, my favorite game, it's kind of weird, it was a newer one. My favorite game is Dead Rising. But that is going to be a franchise. So.
Yeah, it is going to be a series.
So if the second game sucks, then that's not my favorite. If you're listening to this in the future, basically, here, I'll do one if the game's good. Man, Dead Rising, the first one was good, the second one even better. Like, I didn't think it could get better. All right, here's if it sucks. Man, my favorite was Dead Rising, but oh my gosh, that second game is so bad. I couldn't... I couldn't even pick out my least favorite parts of that game. It would be impossible, because I hate it so much. All right, but seriously, my favorite franchise is the Pets series that Ubisoft makes.
This is why gaming is going to die in the next 10 years.
I just can't get enough of it. Like, first
they
gave me dogs, and I was like, okay, this is cool. I like this. And then
you felt some need for some cats,
and then I
right?
get smacked in the face, yeah, with cats, with a Z, of course, cats.
Some penguins and babies and...
No.
And the Krakens?
Yeah.
Did you get the Krakens? All right,
you guys aren't
the
taking
Krakens.
This seriously. Stop. I'm trying
I'm sorry,
to...
I'm sorry, Nick.
I'm trying to...
Sorry, Nick. Yeah. Hey, right, let him talk about his favorite game.
I was a big fan of horses and tigers and hamsters life and pets, Kraken. Dogs too, and cats too.
What do you do in the hamsters?
In
game?
Hamsters life,
like, do you just
hold on, the page is
water
loading.
Bottles?
Hamster's Life is from the Pet series made by Ubisoft for the handheld system. Being released after Pets 5, it's part of the second Pets series. Hamster's Life lets you raise several breeds of hamsters and build fully customizable homes for them to live in. Just as in the other Pets games, players can interact with their hamsters by training, playing with, or feeding them. At the start of the game... No, all right, that's enough of that. But hamster... Yeah.
I'm sold. Hamster's I'm going to get that
just hamsters or the whole animals series.
I love all of the Pets series.
Oh, I'm gonna go,
but hamsters was the cream of the crop. I creamed my crop to that game.
hamsters, that's pretty messed up. I gotta say.
Do they have gerbils? They don't have
that. Richard Gere bought the properties to gerbils.
So I don't know if you guys remember, but like maybe a year after the Wii came out, Ubisoft said that they were going to start making Nintendo quality games. Do you remember that at all?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, they did.
My theory on that is that they were talking about the Imagine and Animals series when they were saying that. Like,
they were just going to rip off Nintendogs.
Right,
but they,
I mean, that's
you can
exactly
say
they
ripped
they
it off, but they made it better.
By making more animals.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, okay, yeah, I want a Dalmatian. I'm sick of this Dalmatian. Where's my calico cat? And then out of nowhere, Ubisoft swoops in to save the day with Pets. And
babies.
It's just, it's intuitive. The graphics are out of this world.
God.
Mind-blowing. And with the DS technology, I can pet the hamsters. I can feed the cats. I can race the horses. I can fight the dogs. And it's great.
It's good for you, since you're no longer allowed to own real animals. And
oh, yeah. No, no, no. Since
after that whole incident.
Yeah, since the court case
incident
4 years ago, I haven't been able to own any real pets.
In Japan, I actually saw, like, a handful of people playing a horse racing sim.
But I was going to say,
no,
in all seriousness, the Pets series started in 1995. So, who ripped off who?
Interesting.
Well,
when Pets started, it
wasn't exactly like Nintendo.
No, it wasn't. It was just like GigaPets on your computer.
Right. Yeah.
Anyways. Are you done, Nick?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. Laura?
I'm just going to go play more Pets.
All right.
I was torn between Resident Evil, the Resident Evil series, and the Metal Gear series, Metal Gear Solid series, and I think I'm going to have to go with Metal Gear Solid. I think it's the better
Fag.
Of the two.
That's such a typical girl answer for favorite game.
Yeah, of course.
I like
or
Barbie's Horse Adventure, and I love Metal Gear Solid, and I'm a huge fan of Fatal Frame. Every girl says that.
Well, sorry, I guess I'm just generic. Sorry, Nick.
God. Way to
Anyways,
be bland.
Yeah, Metal Gear Solid 4 beat it out because I think the gameplay is a lot better, and you get into the storyline, it has a better storyline, and the characters are great, and the music is awesome.
And the cutscenes.
I love it. They need to do away with the long cutscenes. And the, I guess it can get kind of confusing unless you play it from the beginning. Mm-hmm. You can't just jump into the series. Like, you can't jump into number 4 and...
Mm-hmm.
I love Metal Gear Solid.
Alright. So, as for me, I don't know. I've always had trouble picking favorites.
Pokemon?
Yes. I actually wrote down a few, and I didn't write down Pokemon, but thank you for saying that.
No, Pokemon.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just like, oh, God. All right. You know what, Laura? We're not even going to go there.
It's a game about a creepy guy on a bus who just pokes people when they're getting off.
Yeah.
Oh. Where is Alex and Matt? Are you guys there?
I don't know.
We're here. We're still here. We're just listening about the about the ridiculousness.
Where's Danny?
Guys,
is he asleep, Matt?
I'm up.
Okay, that's good.
Where's Matt?
He's probably masturbating.
Oh, God,
he's asleep.
Okay.
All right. So I wrote down a few series. These aren't necessarily my favorite, but they're definitely series I like a lot. The Burnout series is very fun, the car racing one where you destroy beautiful looking cars. They've always had good graphics, very good game modes, good speed. Obviously, the Smash Brothers series. In all likelihood, that's probably the series I've played more than any other series.
Fanboy.
Hmm?
Nothing, I was kidding. I said fanboy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not denying it. I really, like, you guys were joking about this earlier, but I really do like the Sonic series. It's just unfortunate that the recent recent Sonic games have been so not enjoyable. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the ones for DS are actually really
good.
Oh
yeah, the Sonic Rush games, those are good.
Well, why can't they make those for the consoles? Why do they have to?
Because they're stupid.
Yeah.
Because they decided to make it into a 3D game.
With every new Sonic game, I don't know who mandated this, but with every new Sonic game, there has to be some kind of new element, which is why you get the Werehog and the sword and whatever else they come up with.
But it seems like the general idea is it's broken anyway when you're making a 3D game that's not really...
Well,
you know, the game's about speed, and if you don't really know where you're going, then you're screwed.
Right, and the problem with the early 3D ones for the Dreamcast was the camera always got stuck behind objects.
Those ones did really good, didn't they? I thought those ones were pretty good.
Yeah, Sonic Adventure for the Dreamcast is my favorite Sonic game aside from Sonic 3.
Don't let Matt hear you say that, because he hates that game.
Wait, which
one?
I
think we've had that discussion before, actually.
What do I hate?
Your mother.
Matt, are you not paying attention?
No, I was really paying attention.
He and Danny are busy. Just leave him be.
Wait, which one do I hate? Sonic Adventure?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a piece of shit. It's literally the worst game ever made.
Oh, no.
Maybe Matt,
my question,
Matt should stay asleep.
Yeah, Matt, what are you doing with Danny right now?
Well, actually, I was quietly mocking all of you.
Oh, Danny boy.
Why do you need to be quiet? You mock us loudly all the time.
Yeah, mock us
exactly.
Loudly.
He was doing it in between whispering sweet nothings into my ear, so it was just save time to instead of going to the microphone back to my ear.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, you should do that loud, Matt, because
you
want to hear that for sure.
Yeah, Danny, just put your ear close to the microphone and then Matt won't have any trouble. And then the listeners will get to enjoy Matt's insult of us.
Matt's sexy voice.
That too. So let's see. I also enjoy the Soul Calibur series a lot. And then, of course, a bunch of Nintendo series aside from Smash Brothers.
Is that everybody?
Yeah.
Because I was going to ask a question, like, if there's a series that you think should die, which series do you think should it be?
Zelda. Got it.
Oh, so is that our least favorite?
No. Alex is skipping ahead in time. Obviously,
he's not reading the very well organized. No, I think we should skip.
Okay.
This podcast is already running pretty long. So I think we should just skip straight towards series that should die.
Yeah, we can talk about series that should die.
Because that's the most interesting to me. I think Sonic, because they have not made a good game since, like, 1994.
Yeah. Well, give Sonic a sword, give Shadow a gun, and then it's all good. So that's
fine. Exactly. Do you think it should die, or do you just wish that they made games that didn't suck?
I think it should die, because... Well, Sonic was never really a cool character anyway. He was always kind of like...
Blasphemy.
No, well, he was made to be like, cool. Hey, guys, Sonic,
he
goes fast.
Cool.
I loved him as a kid, but looking back at Sonic, it's so lame. It was such a... Mario's so gay, he's your dad's platformer. Check out this rock and roll hedgehog.
Yeah,
Sonic,
like,
he can really move.
The early Sonic games are awesome.
He's got attitude. Sonic, he's the fastest thing alive.
Yeah, Sonic is pretty lame, but
I
loved his game.
I like how that song goes from minor to major.
Yeah, no.
God.
It's actually a complicated
song. Alex, we talked about that before. You were very impressed by that. No, I mean just,
so
just
only,
the only
Sonic
songs that
die.
I'm impressed by in video games are the ones from Sonic Adventure and Sonic Adventure 2, where the like Knuckles rap when he's on Pumpkin Hill.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm Knuckles, motherfucker, looking for the emeralds.
Because obviously Knuckles is into that whole rap scene.
Yeah, Knuckles is so urban.
Yeah, totally.
God. So Matt, you don't like Sonic that much, huh?
No, I was just kidding. You know, Sonic Adventure 2, Racing Through the City, great song. You just gotta find all those emeralds. Just go.
Matt,
go
you're not even paying attention, are you? God, I swear. Alright, so...
Danny, what's your least favorite? Or what's one you think should die?
One I think should die? I'd like to nominate a little-known series called Big Beach Sports for Wii. I think... They've made a quality product.
Wait. That's your favorite series, yet you think it should die?
Well, they've made a quality product, despite what the reviews might say. I haven't played it.
They should go down while they're on.
I think it has a good appeal.
Top of everything.
And yeah. I think that if they did any more, if they furthered it, it might just cheapen the experience. It might dilute the franchise. So they'd probably be safest if they knocked it on the head.
That's a good idea, Danny. I think Zelda should die because of that reason too. They're on top right now.
Oi, no. I said
no,
that first.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
Where
whatever.
Have you been, Adam?
I don't know.
Twilight
obviously
Princess
under a rock.
Obviously, they're on top if there's a bunch of crappy Newgrounds cartoons based on Zelda that everybody
exactly.
thinks is LOL hilarious.
Lols.
That's when you know you're on top.
Major lols. Alright, so Danny, do you have another one?
Jumanji.
Jumanji.
No, he doesn't have another.
Shut up, Matt. Stop putting words in his mouth. In his ear. Through his
Zathura,
ear to his
say
mouth.
Zathura.
To the listeners.
Zathura. Zathura.
That's like the sequel to Jumanji, pretty much.
It's the sequel to Jumanji, pretty much.
I can hear Matt.
Yeah,
you're
we can hear
anybody.
Matt.
You can't. That's just echo. It's kind of me
nice
echoing.
Try.
But the time lapse makes you hear me... My echo before me and in an American accent.
Without an accent,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes. Okay, from now on, Danny, you should be speaking in an American accent.
Oh, yeah. Try an American accent. Let's hear it.
I've tried it before. It's not convincing.
Do it.
Do
it.
Well, I just did. Apparently, it didn't convince you.
I could tell.
No, I kind of knew what you were trying to
wait,
do.
Wait.
American
accent. No, we have to have a warning. We have to have a warning.
Your American voice is kind of annoying.
Ow!
Say,
ooh.
Say,
I just slip into my British.
Say,
voice.
I love eating competitions and sports.
Wait, American or Australian?
In American.
Because they're both kind of. I love eating competitions and sport. Sport.
Now
Americans don't pluralize anything. I don't believe that.
That was pretty good.
I'll do my best Australian accent and talk about their pastimes. I love rape and barbecues. And committing crimes. Good day.
Crikey, and there's
Jumanji.
A wallaby.
Now if I'm done offending
my goodness.
You.
Wait, is Jumanji really big in Australia?
Poor Danny.
It's big. It's sold a lot of copy. It's a game.
Yeah, Jumanji. Is it like Monopoly? Like everyone over there is playing Jumanji?
They do when they're bored.
I don't know why all of a sudden Jumanji is the funniest thing to me, but
yeah, I know.
People
in Australia have never heard of the game of life. They just play Jumanji all the time.
God.
Oh my goodness. Come on, let's keep going, you guys.
All right.
Goodness.
Alex, what's a series you think should die?
I'm actually sort of any World War II game at this point.
Oh God, those will never die.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly why they should die, because, you know, how many times can you fight the Battle of... No offense, how many battles of Normandy can you really fight?
As many as you want.
Alex,
they've
all
they've
the
answered
veterans
that question.
Who are listening to us will write in to yell at you and humiliate you, and they'll probably hunt you down and cut off your dick.
I fucking hope so, because those fucking bastards don't fucking even know when D-Day
that
happened.
Game, that game, Darkest of Days, actually looks pretty cool. That, like, time-traveling fighting in all, like, the Civil War and World War I and II.
At least something like that involves a futuristic aspect where you go back in time.
Yeah.
So I just don't want to fight, be in Germany again, fighting the same damn thing. I mean, that's why they started doing modern warfare, but even that started being, you know, that's turning into a franchise that shouldn't be a franchise. It's going to be realistic combat. It sort of gets a little bit boring. They really need to change that shit up a little bit.
All right. Adam, what about you?
I don't know. Skip me for now. I'll think of one. Nick, why don't you?
I am not a fan of where Sonic has gone. But actually, it doesn't even bother me anymore. I'm so... Sonic has been dead to me for so long that I don't care.
But I still think there's good. The thing is, there's still good Sonic games out there.
Yeah, if you buy them in the bargain
bin.
Well,
like the DS ones. Any kind of, if they stay true to the formula, it's good.
The DS one was an RPG. That wasn't true to.
No. Like Sonic, what is it, Sonic Rush?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I don't really care about Sonic anymore. Just
but there are pretty much more bad games out there than there are good games that have to do with Sonic right now.
But
so.
A game yeah. series that needs to die, huh? I am
Mega Man.
I'm not a fan of Final Fantasy at all. So screw Final Fantasy, kill it. I hate it. Be done with it.
Good idea. Not really. I like Final Fantasy.
I don't. So
I think with Final Fantasy they just need to. At least try to do something different because, you know, they've been doing the same thing since the first one came out.
Well, 13 looks different.
It's still turn-based. It just looks prettier.
Yeah.
Turn-based fighting sucks. It's the worst. I hate that.
It's still turn-based, pretty much.
Is it really?
Yeah. It is, but it just looks nice. It's, like, streamlined, so it looks like you're watching a movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially the last couple, it seems like at least the basis of the story is similar. Mm-hmm. I know they've been trying to change a little bit of the story for each one, but the themes always seem to be the same thing. Like, you're saving the world, and it's a bunch of rebels.
I don't know. Final Fantasy VIII was pretty different in that area. You know, you had a bunch of,
that's
you
true.
Had a, you
that's
had a bunch of
true.
Kids, and they all, you know, lost the memory, and then they joined this military...
Yeah, but you know how that's... I mean, look how that turned out. I mean, it was sort of a fucking disaster.
And then there was this witch who was trying to take over the world, right? And so she...
Yeah,
and
then who is the bat? Who exactly are you fighting in the end? Because I don't remember.
You know, I haven't finished the game still, so we're not going to talk about it.
And everybody dies.
Oh,
guys,
shut up.
Can I say something real fast?
Just kidding.
Me and Danny are going to have to go soon.
Snape kills Dumbledore.
Well, we're almost done. I think.
Yeah,
actually, let's just wrap it up.
Done. Wrap. Don't.
Yeah.
Don't forget, children. Wrap your tool. Don't be a fool.
God.
What else do we have to talk about?
I don't know, Laura. What's the series you think should?
Oh
done?
No, who cares about Laura? Just wrap it up.
Yeah.
Nobody likes her. She's stupid. She smells.
God.
She smells like Adam's butt. If that makes any sense.
Hey,
how would you know?
My butt smells like. Fresh cherry
roses.
Blossoms on an early summer.
Exactly. Day. You guys use the same moisturizer. That's what I was saying.
Okay, seriously. Seriously. I don't really have a series that I think should die. I guess I agree with everybody else. Sonic is getting kind of bad, and I think, sorry to disappoint Nick, but I think the Pets with the Z series can probably die.
Well,
there's enough.
Well, I
of
think
those.
Metal Gear Solid should die. So take that.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, you know what? That
Ooh,
is a series that
Nick.
Should be... I do think... I have to agree with Nick here. That is a series that should be dead by now.
Metal Gear?
No.
No more of a story to frickin' tell.
Snake
story is done.
How much more...
There's still a couple stories left to tell, I think.
No, it's gotten so convoluted that it makes no more sense anymore. Like, three should have been it, maybe. I know you love it, but what else are they going to do?
Well, I wasn't being serious, so you just agreed with somebody who was being just kidding, you know? So, you're the fool.
Thanks a lot, Nick.
You got egg on your face. Egg from
from
my
okay
penis. Penis egg.
Ew. That's fine.
Ew.
I treat you, choose you.
Pikachu?
God.
Okay,
I think that's it. I think we can wrap it up.
I still have to go. Come on.
Oh,
jeez.
Sorry, Adam. Sorry.
Oh, the
know.
Adam Show featuring everybody else.
Yeah. I can't really think of a series. I guess... I don't know. Guitar Hero is getting pretty old.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
too.
They should at least just slow it down. This game a year thing is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, do you think it's suffering the same problem as like Madden is, where it's?
I don't know.
Because there's already downloadable content for it. Why do you need a sequel? Really?
Exactly.
So they can make more money.
No, I know it was because it can make more money.
That's
but
the only reason.
Yeah.
And it's basically just a giant pack of DLC. Is essentially what it
pretty
is.
Pretty much. That's what it's turning into.
Right.
I mean, there was a reason for getting Guitar Hero 1 through 3,
I think. Hey, Laura, who has your phone?
Who has my
phone? They're crank calling you.
I don't know. Probably my sister or somebody.
She sent me a text message of her face. Like a picture.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to kill her. It's my little sister.
I have a picture of your little sister on my phone.
Great.
In the bathroom.
I'll kill her when I get done. What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
In the bathroom?
I think so. Looks like a bathroom to me.
Oh, God.
I'm going to hurt her. Let's wrap this up. Hurry up so I can kill my sister.
All right, do you
Hey, is your little sister single?
Matt, shut up.
Wait, how old is your little sister?
Oh, God.
She's 9
years
old.
She's...
Oh.
So, she's single.
Pedophile crap on
All right.
This podcast.
Do you guys want to mention quickly a series you think should come back from the dead?
Free Space 2.
All right. Matt, Danny.
And Descent.
We can barely understand you because our audio is getting so terrible over time. For some reason, it gets worse. So that's why we have to go, because I can barely understand you.
Games you want to come back.
What?
I can't understand you anymore.
All right. Oh, my God.
No,
right, Laura.
They don't
Laura,
have any.
You go.
I don't have any.
Nick,
I don't know.
We should respond in
Yes.
I can't think of any. Hello.
Nick. I said, "Oh, sorry, I wasn't. I was paying attention to Matt, not paying attention."
Oh, I see.
No, Duke Nukem. That game needs to finally come out, even though it's gonna suck.
That's true. That is true.
Mm-hmm. for me, it's definitely Kid Icarus.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Never mind. Screw Duke Nukem. Kid Icarus needs to come back.
Is that really a franchise, though? Because there's only one game.
It is because I said so. And it needs to come back, regardless.
Yeah. But it seems like there is... It is in the works, right? At least...
Here's what happened. Who is it? Okay, I just had it. Factor 5.
Yeah,
Factor 5 was working on it, and then I believe they got bought out or went out of business or something. And so now nobody really knows what's going on with it, because, you know, the studio that was developing it doesn't exist anymore.
You know what? I take it back. Screw Duke Nukem. Screw Kid Icarus. Star Wars Battlefront. Because they
They're
were making
a new one.
They were. Free Radical was making it, and they went under. And
really?
Yeah, and at the moment, nobody is doing anything with it.
Oh, wow. That's too bad.
And apparently, like, all the work they've done on it is now thrown away, so it is nothing at the moment.
Jeez. All right, well, that'd be a good thing to come out. Oh, let's see.
You know, it really does seem like a lot of the games that are big franchises now, we don't really want to see that much more of.
Mm. Yeah, I'm kind of sick of Halo.
Guitar.
Oh, more Gears of War, more God of War, you know. More,
I mean, God
more,
of War.
More Halo.
Just getting tired.
More Halo.
No, I'm sick of Halo. Get rid of Halo.
We need more Halo. Just like we need more Cowbell.
No, we don't. We have the same game being released to us over and over. I'm done with it.
Alright, so I think we pretty much exhausted that topic. Danny and Matt, you guys still there? Or are you making tender love to each other?
Could they really not hear us?
I don't know. Who cares?
They're making babies. So I guess
American.
Yeah. I guess that's going to be it for us. We have no emails this week. However, if you would like to email us, you can email us at wtpodcast@gmail.com, or you can visit our board at tinyurl.com/workingtitle, or z tpsocialboard.proboards.com. Hello?
Hello,
oh,
are we
hi,
done?
Laura. Nice of you to join us.
Hey. Sorry.
No, we're not done. We're just finishing up.
We're signing off.
All right.
Let's see. There was something else.
Signing
something
off.
Else I wanted to mention. What was it?
You already somebody, mentioned gamer tags.
Yeah, somebody stole away, I think.
So, Nick.
Yeah. I'm doing good. My dogs are being obnoxious right now because they think nobody's home because nobody else but me is home. So I guess what they do when nobody's here is just run around the house and bark really loud at each other. So the listeners are probably going to get to hear some of my dogs barking in the background.
We can just overdub our
so.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you. If you guys have some suggestions for the podcast, feel free to contact us. It'd be greatly appreciated. Something I think would be pretty useful is, what do you guys think? I know what the members of this podcast think, but what do you listeners think of the length of the podcast? Is it okay, or would you want it shorter? And then also I've had some suggestions about the explicit language. I know what you guys think, but again, I'd like to get like a reader opinion or a listener opinion to see what they think. So, you know, just shoot us an email, come on our board, say something. talk to us on iTunes, leave a comment, you know, do whatever. Danny, are you there?
I think we lost those guys.
You know, why don't you guys stall some more? I'm going to call him because Danny needs to give us some words of wisdom before we leave.
I don't think we're going to get them.
Are you going to edit this all out, Adam? Cuz this is like stuff that doesn't need to be in the podcast.
For reals? I don't know.
No, I don't think you're going to get a hold of them.
Do we say bye yet?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, there you are.
Are we done? Are we done recording?
Matt, Danny, put Danny on the line.
Put Danny on the phone.
Is somebody saying in the chat?
All right, they can't. All right, forget it. Just say goodbye. Everybody say goodnight. They can't hear
us. All right. We'll get Australian Words of Wisdom another time. So we're going to end it. Hope you guys had a fun time listening to us.
Happy
talk
number
about
11.
Stuff and
our 11th anniversary.
Yeah.
Games yeah. of being favorites and least favorites and living and dying. And with that, thank you. Thank you.
That's sweet. It makes me want to cry, man.
I'm sure.
No.
Oh, God.
Cry in a fetal position
bye.
While I'm...
Do we say bye now? Looks like
yeah, goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, right. Everybody.
Matt's ready to go. Matt's ready
bye.
To go. So we're going to see you guys later. Enjoy the podcast.
Bye, everybody. Love you guys.